This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. In the years after the housing bubble burst, renting became more common in almost every major U.S. city. According to a recent study by Marketplace and APM Research Labs, that trend includes cities long thought of as affordable places to buy a house. Places like Cleveland, Ohio, home of the Marketplace Hub at WCPN IdeaStream, and where Adrian Ma looked at what drove the rise of renting in that city and what it says about the region's economy.
Rachel and Mike Cornaccione are in their early 30s. They just got married last year, and they're one of those couples who seems to complete each other's sentences a lot. Like, when I ask them to describe the place they rent just outside Cleveland.
It was a great first apartment for us.
It felt really big when we got here, and now...
It doesn't.
It feels like we're busting out of the place.
So, for the past several months, they've been furiously house hunting, hoping to find something in the $180,000 to $200,000 range.
You know, you go on your lunch break at work, you check Facebook, you check your personal email, we check realtor.com.
But with for sale properties in short supply and prices going up, they haven't had much luck.
It's incredibly frustrating.
Emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
So for now, the Cornaccione will keep renting. And they have lots of company. In the years after the mortgage crisis, U.S. Census data show the ratio of renters to owners in Cleveland went from about 50-50 to around 60-40. Joel Elvery is with the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. He says one reason for the shift...
There are a lot of people who wanted to move out of Cleveland but weren't able to sell their homes.
So they either rented them out or sold to investors who converted them to rentals, taking those homes off the market. Then there was the wave of foreclosures that hit when the housing bubble burst.
And foreclosure, almost by definition, is moving people from homeownership to rental.
And try getting a home loan with that on your credit report. Now, Elvery says the rise of renters in Cleveland has also been driven by growing poverty. Today, about a third of Cleveland residents live below the poverty line. That's up from a quarter of residents before the recession. Craig Helmstetter is with APM Research Labs. He says home ownership plays a role in economic stability.
Home ownership is one of the prime ways that American families have generated and held on to wealth.
So with fewer people owning, he says a widening wealth gap could get worse. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.